once they pay, the $3,000 comes out of AR and goes into cash, but it remains on the top side of your balance sheet. You're just swapping out one asset, which is a claim to money, for another asset, which is actually money. Now, on a subscription setup, you set up an item, I'll call it subscription, this would be your product name or your solution name. And over here under account, I've selected an account name deferred revenue. Now deferred revenue is set up as an other liability account input cost. Again, it's a balance sheet account. My invoice, really nothing changes on my invoicing side. I pick a product, in this case subscription, I put in the description or rate and an amount. And this time I used the $1,200 to keep it slightly different.